Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 71st International Venice Film Festival. I'm joined today by Shireen Dabiz. She's acting in Villotuma, which is in Critics Week selection this year and is in competition here at the festival. Hi Shireen, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Excited to be here.
Lovely to see you again because we met last year and we had a really great interview together. So it's wonderful to see you again.
And you as well.
Thank you. And of course, this year you're acting in the film. Last year you brought a film here with Hiam Abbas. So of course you were in the film as well. And so is it different experience kind of being in a film that you're not wholly responsible for?
Completely different experience. And it's amazing. I love it. It's the first time that I'm not, you know, the person who's sort of in charge, who's responsible, who has all of the pressure. It feels much more relaxed. It feels like I can kind of enjoy being at a festival. And yeah, it's a completely different experience. It's great.
That's fantastic. I mean, I love the movie. Villotuma is, it's set in Palestine. I love the cinematography. And I spoke to the director, Soha Araf, and she was explaining that it was really tight budget, tight schedule, and really, you know, she found it difficult to get it made. But I said to her, you've made it, you know. Tell us a little bit about the story and, of course, the character you play, Antoinette.
Well, the story follows three Palestinian Christian sisters who live in a very isolated villa in Ramallah, and they're sort of clinging to their, you know, the aristocracy of their past. And their niece, Badia, comes to live with them and kind of turns their lives upside down. So it takes a look at a segment of Palestinian society that in a way has been forgotten, that is sort of a lost part of our history and our culture. And it also, it does so with a lot of humor.
Yeah.
And it looks at the lives of women very intimately and sort of issues that women are dealing with in Palestine. The character I play is the youngest of the three sisters, Antoinette, and she is a very interesting character. You know, what really attracted me to her is that she has a lot of sympathy. She has a lot of empathy. And she's part of the family, part of the, you know, the kind of conglomerate of her sisters. She really relates to her younger niece who comes to live with them. And slowly the niece starts opening up her world. And so even though her older sisters treat her like she's the young one who knows nothing and is, you know, like not to be taken seriously, she starts to really stand up for herself and kind of, you know, come into her own power throughout the film. So her arc is a very nice one. It's very defined, and it was really fun to play.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, we should say that the film is really, I mean, for me as an Arab, watching it, you know, it was nice to see a film and refreshing to see a film that kind of turns the stereotypes on its head a little bit, you know, because, you know, not only is it a Christian family that we're following, but, you know, we see a very different side of the society. I loved the scenes that were shot outside the villa, which we'll come to in a moment, but I love the relationship between the three sisters. It's very, very different, very intense as well. Tell us what was it like creating the chemistry between the three of you? And did you have a chance to improvise or, you know, bring something to the party, as it were?
Yeah, it was really interesting for me, given that I'd worked with Nesrin Farour on my first film, America. So I worked with her in a different capacity, of course. I was directing her in that film, but it was so nice to already have that kind of relationship with her. And the tables were really turned this time because she played my older sister. So it was interesting kind of flipping that dynamic on its head. Orla I had only just met, but you know, we very quickly just got into our characters. I mean, it happened so organically and so quickly that I almost, you know, I'm not even sure exactly like what we did. And then Maria came in, you know, as the niece, and she was new to all of us. No one had met her, and she hadn't, you know, didn't know any of us. So it worked out really well that it just felt very natural to the story that she was kind of the newcomer in the group.
Yeah. I mean, I really love the film, and I should say you've got a dash now, but I'd love to say thank you very much, Shireen Dabiz, for joining us on Fred Film Radio for Villotuma.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe see you next year with your film.
Maybe. Might be a bit early, but hopefully. You never know.
Thank you very much. I've just been speaking to Shireen Dabiz, the actress from Villotuma, that's showing here in International Critics Week at the 71st International Venice Film Festival. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.